pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. We can go.
I mean, if you want to set up differently,
no, go.
No, we can set up in a sauna if it works better for you. Oh my goodness. Okay. All
right,
we're good.
Okay.
Tell us how important an event like this is in the smaller markets for these players to be able to come in and play an event like this.
Well, it's important. It's important in the development of a tennis player, just like any other developmental level of a sport. Players have to play, have to learn how to be professionals. They have to compete against players of their own level, and prove themselves on the way up. And this is there is no substitute for this level of professional tennis.
Has the pro circuit made a concerted effort in the last few years to go to some smaller cities, maybe? Where you have
I think
the
Yakima
this year?
It cuts both ways. Not only do we reach out to mid-level markets, but mid-level markets are looking for ways to promote the sport and to promote athletics in their communities. So it works both ways, and it benefits both.
Talk a little bit about the presentation today.
Well, I think it's important that we celebrate milestones, and every year we have 10 to 12% of our 90 tournaments come off the calendar, and if we can reward those tournaments who are consistent and who do raise the money and keep enthusiasm at a high level year after year after year, we hope that's one more thing that brings them back.
You guys were in Las Vegas last week and Charlotte next week and Troy in the middle.
Wait, no, you said Charlotte. It's Rock Hill.
I'm sorry.
people in Rock Hill would take exception to that.
Is it common? Is it a small city? Is it common to have a lot of these on the circuit, or is Troy one of the smallest?
Explain that.
Is Troy the smallest on the circuit for you guys? Or
you mean in terms of the size of the town?
Yes.
Yeah, this is where we're most successful, going to what you said before. I don't mean that we're the big fish in the small pond, but we are the level of tournament is commensurate with the kind of support that athletics would get at that level in a community of that size. It's basically fishing where the fish are, for lack of a better phrase. If we take this tournament to Philadelphia, it will get lost in the shuffle. But in a place like Troy, the community will support it, and we'll support the tournament because we know that it's a give and take.
Explain to the TV how the pro circuit, just about every big player has come through the pro circuit. Yeah. Andy Roddick, John Isner, this is where it all starts.
The last generation of players who went straight to the highest level is the Williams sisters. They're over 30 years old now, and the next generation, you will see that there are so many good female players coming up year after year and after year. Used to be the top two or three players dominated. That no longer happens. And so what you see is every player under the age of 30 has played at this level. And if you go back and Sharapova played at this level, Azarenka played at this level, and all of the really good players coming up now have played at this level. So absolutely critical that we have these
just
events.
Just last year at this tournament, Melanie Udan was here. Madison Keys, a real rising star in women's tennis, was here. So at some point in time, these players, whether they do it at the beginning of their career or they have to come back because of injury or whatever, they have to come back to this level at some time and work their way back up.
Yes, so it serves not only the purpose of developing the next American champion, but also if a player needs to go back and win some matches and get a ranking back up, this is the perfect place to do it.
You talked about, you want to notice the milestones, the mile markers. Where do you see this tournament going? I mean, you said that you would love to come back for the 20-year, but where
Absolutely.
Do you see this
going
in the future?
And we do have a couple of tournaments on our calendar who are over 20 years, but they are the exception. But if you look around here today and you see the kind of support that this tournament's gotten over the years, there's no reason it can't be back for another 10 years.
Explain the importance kind of it being a community event where you need, like you said, you need the city working with the university, working with the tennis community. Does it take all
yeah,
facets
it takes,
to make
it takes
it work?
Everybody working together. And if any one of those constituents withdraws its support, the tournament will struggle. But fortunately in Troy, we've got all three working together.
Well,